Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A today with Woody Pines. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're glad to have you. And we'll hear about the new CD and what's been going on with you in, over the past couple years. It's been a couple years since you've been here. Not in town, but at the station, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember. It was probably a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what's been up. So what's this first one you're going to do?
Oh, we're going to do one actually from that record you mentioned. It's called Who Told You?
All right.
Last night,
who told you, baby,
I went out last night. When you hold me and you squeeze me in, everything I feel alright.
Who told you, baby,
I got drunk last night.
Who told you, baby,
I got drunk last night. I'm on the 24th floor, but your love's still shining bright. Oh, talk to her, talk to me.
Pines live from Studio A with Who Told Ya. And we were talking before we went on air because the new CD hasn't come out. And is it called You Gotta Roll? Is that...
Nope. That was our EP that we put out in the spring.
Oh, okay. See, we didn't get
and,
that.
And the record that I've been working on the last couple weeks, I mean, it's brand new. I'm super excited about it. I just spent 2 weeks in the hills of Meigs County in Southeast Ohio recording at Peach Fork Studios. Had a great time. Woodshedded, you know, like didn't do anything, went, ate, slept, breathed, everything. We're just music. And a lot of these songs are all brand new songs. Some of them we've been road testing, you know, over the tour of the summer, but had a great time. And yeah, I'm looking forward to coming out. It's probably going to come out around January.
And everything was Ohio done, recorded? And
that's right. I just found out, lucky enough to have Brian Lucy do the mastering, and
very nice.
You may not know who he is out there, but if you heard Black Keys or Dr. John or Nico Case, there's a good chance you heard Brian Lucy. So
yeah, good stuff.
Big honor. Yeah,
that's I can't wait to hear it on a roll, or You Gotta Roll. is I saw the video for that because, yeah, we'll have to get that EP too from you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't leave without leaving us one of those. But Woody Pines is going to perform tonight over at the Rumba Cafe. We'll do a ticket giveaway after this next song. But all Ohio done. But where are you originally from? Because did you spend some time here in Columbus?
Yeah, I've lived in Columbus for 2 years.
Okay. And, I thought you were here for a while.
I loved it. Actually, that's where I started playing with a band. I played solo on the streets of New Orleans and Asheville, North Carolina for a while. And then I moved up here kind of just on a whim and played with a few bands, backup guitar with a band out of Athens, Ohio, old time band. And then that band broke up and we had gigs booked, but no band. So they said, Woody, why don't you do your stuff? So that's how it was kind of born. I started playing with a bass player, you know, and different lead players and amazing support here, you know. Got invited to play the Blues Festival, Creekside Blues Festival, my first year, and I just hit all the open mics. You know, I read the book how to make a living in your local music market, and I just step by step went to pretty much every open mic, every bar you can think of, the CD bars down on Morse Road, you know, motorcycle places, and
nothing wrong with that.
Had the pleasure of running into Lydia Lovelace, who is now doing amazing.
Yeah.
I met her at a bar when, I probably shouldn't say, but she was probably too young to be there, but her dad was there, so it was no problem. But
the chaperone.
Anyway, I love Columbus.
Yeah, and the first time I saw you, I think it was at the Cowtown Round at the Rumba, and so you were doing the solo, you know, the rotation of the singer-songwriters, and your solo stuff is great, too, when you're out there yourself, but I love it with the band as well. And who's here with us today on bass and mandolin?
On bass, we have Katie Powderly. She's from Wisconsin, but via Knoxville, Tennessee. And playing the mandolin is David Long out of Nashville, Tennessee.
And Nashville's where you're based now, right?
Yep, I've been living in Nashville in a 30-foot RV down there in my friend's backyard all summer long. I want to open a recording studio called 30-foot Recording or something like that.
It's Woody Pines live from Studio A. We'll do a ticket giveaway after this next song. What you going to do for us?
Gonna do a song that's again it's on the gonna be on the new record, Rabbit's Motel. This is called Hobo and His Bride. Thank you.
ride the tail of a Halley's Comet through the sky. He was a hobo, she was his bride. He courted her near the jungle fire. Along a steel rail, they chose to ride.
Woody Pines, live from Studio A with a track called Hobo and His Bride. That'll be on the new CD.
That's
coming
right.
out in January.
Yep, coming out January.
We mentioned your time in Columbus and Asheville and Nashville. But did things early on with the Syncopators, the Kitchen Syncopators, that was out in Oregon.
Yep.
Right? Is that where you're from originally?
No, I was born in the northeast area, way up north in New Hampshire. And when you're born in the corner like that, I think all I want to do anyway is go as far west as I possibly could. So as soon as I was done high school, I jumped on a Greyhound bus and made it out to Seattle and met a couple other friends. The Syncopators are a couple of my high school buddies, and then also Gil Landry that I met. He's from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and now playing with Old Crow Medicine Show. And yeah, that was an amazing time. You know, we played up and down the the West Coast festivals, farmers markets, things like that. And we were the only street band, it seemed, doing it at the time. And the money was great. We were having a great time. And then, you know, we would buy tickets to go into these festivals and busk. And then the next year, oftentimes, they would hire us. So it was a great way to get yourself out there.
Yeah. And, yeah, we did that ticket giveaway. We'll do another one after the last song that they're going to do. But let's talk about the drum kit that you got. Was that where you first started doing music when you were, you know, under 10 or something like that?
Yeah. You know, I probably like any kid, I beat on pots and pans when I was a kid. And actually, my first instrument with the Kitchen Syncopators, by the way, was a cheese grater. I played cheese grater. But I got that drum kit, you know, Sears drum kit, put together, and I still have pieces of that I actually used on the record because I thought it sounded good, but still, you know, nice and old, nice and weathered. Started out on drums, and I still think I play drums on every instrument I pick up. I think it's a great instrument to start on.
And growing up, your dad had a lot of Dylan albums, I read somewhere. Like
he had a great, my mom and my dad helped book a small folk festival up there. And they got tons of promotional copies. Like, we had 15 John Hartford records unopened with, you know, sample printed on the front.
Wow.
Also, Preservation Hall, Jazz Band, Elizabeth Cotton, who came through? Odetta came through.
Very nice.
And
so your folks put that on.
They helped put it on, yeah. So they were previewing the records, and those records ended up, you know, as my first experience with music. And it was pretty wide range, you know, to be able to get a New Orleans, Dixieland jazz band up in New Hampshire was pretty neat.
And we've mentioned a couple of festivals, and you also played the Nelsonville Music Festival too, and that's coming up again, obviously. The next annual
amazing
one.
That festival gets more amazing every year. We've done that 4 years, and I know Tim Peacock down there does a great job, and I'm always excited to see who's going to be the headliner. He usually gets a legend, you know, and then he gets a bunch of people that you've never heard of, and the combination is great.
And great exposure and to new music like legends such as Billy Joe Shaver, who I love this quote, Woody Pines is the best band I ever heard in my life. I swear I'm their biggest fan now. That's pretty pretty nice, huh?
That was great. Yeah, we played right before him at Nelsonville, and he had his bass player come get us, and he wanted to meet us. He said that. He didn't. He said that on stage, but he wanted a CD, and I gave him a CD. And he reached into his pocket and pulled out a $100 bill. And I was like, no, you don't have to pay for that. And he just shoved it in my pocket. And was just glowing. I love Billy Joe. Yeah, he's
the real deal.
Yep.
And so are you, Woody Pines. And we're excited to get a hold of the new CD coming out. And thank you guys for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks again.
Mm-hmm. What's this last one you're going to take us out with?
We're going to do Satisfied. Thank you.
Used to live in the country by the high lonesome hill. The crow by day, by night, the whippoorwill. I used to live in the country by the high lonesome hill. The crow by day, by night, the whippoorwill. I'm satisfied, tickled too, just to be with you. Said the little red hen to the little red rooster, you don't have come around the chicken shack like you used to. Said the little red hen to the little red rooster, you don't have come around the chicken shack like you used to. Why is that, but I don't see around here no more? Cause I'm satisfied, tickled too, just to be with you. Circle round the